If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Well, there was one man I had to talk to when all this broke, and that is our good friend, Chris Cluey. Shoot, I forgot to wear my Sparkle Pony t-shirt. I'm going to go up and change. Former Minnesota Vikings punter and just all-around awesome guy. Chris Cluey, good morning, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How have you been?
I have been fantastic.
By the way, I just wanted to clarify one thing. As Donald Trump tweeted, ratings are way down for the NFL. Combined CBS, Fox, NBC, ESPN, NFL ratings were up this weekend compared to week three in 2016. Just for, fact-checking purposes.
Fake news. Fake news.
Chris, so this must be, just feel eerie to you. You obviously stood up for gay rights, being a straight man yourself, and, you know, went through this controversy between politics and football. You got to tell me what your take is on all this that's happening.
Yeah, no, it definitely feels very familiar, although this is obviously at a much larger scale. And, I think that it's important that we call this what it is, which is a fascist would-be dictator in charge of our country trying to crack down on dissent from minorities. I mean, that is the textbook explanation for what is going on.
Yeah. You tweeted, you said, slavish devotion to a cult of personality over all else, consolidation of power into a few corporate state hands, demonizing minorities. You can literally look up the definition of fascism and take off all the boxes. Call a thing what it is. And you're absolutely right. It's not patriotism.
Yeah. No, it being an American citizen isn't about just following orders no matter what. Like, that's not what the ideal of America is. The ideal of America is saying, okay, if I'm not being treated with the same justice and equality that other citizens are receiving, why is this the case, and what can we do to fix it?
Yeah, it certainly felt like a tipping point to me last night when the entire Dallas Cowboys took a knee, including Jerry Jones, the owner. Right? I mean, you can't read that any other way than a giant F you to Donald Trump, don't you think?
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. And you know what I think the really interesting part about the Cowboys going down on a knee is that it reveals the lie of all those who say this isn't about race. Because the Cowboys took a knee before the anthem. They did not take a knee during the anthem.
Right.
And that crowd booed them. So clearly it's not about the anthem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, obviously when Colin Kaepernick, who started this, Chris, said, this is about, you know, police brutality against African-Americans. How do you say this is not about race? Of course it's about race.
Right, yeah, and that's another thing that baffles me with Trump's comments is the fact that he says this isn't about race, but you look at his actions, and every single one of his actions has been about race. The fact that he fails to condemn, you know, the Nazis, literal Nazis in the streets of America. He, there's good people on both sides. But when it comes to the NFL, it's, oh, get those SOBs off the field, fire them.
Right.
Okay, well, you're making it really clear which side you're on here.
And not just Nazis, Chris, and Klan members, but Nazis and Klan members engaged in violent protest that killed a girl, as opposed to black football players peacefully protesting, right?
Right, exactly. And I think what it goes to show is just how much farther we have to come in our country when it comes to addressing these issues of racial inequality, because America has a social contract with its citizens in that if you pay your taxes, if you do all the things that a citizen is supposed to do, the country in return is supposed to treat you with equality and justice. That is our social contract. And right now for African Americans and many communities of color, that America is not upholding this end of the contract.
Yeah. I loved your tweet, your daily reminder that it is quintessentially American to punch a Nazi.
Yeah. It's like they gave people medals for that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And you also tweeted, if you're trying to use Pat Tillman as some proof of NFL players have to stand, maybe read about the guy. And of course, his widow echoed exactly that yesterday. I'm sure you heard.
Yeah. No, one of the things I do really regret is, you know, never getting a chance to meet or talk to Pat Tillman, because he seems like a guy who really felt and knew what it meant to stand up against oppression and, you know, what it meant to serve his country. And he was very clear, you know, while he was alive, that he did not support the Iraq War. He did not support a war that was built off a lie and was just meant to subjugate people. That wasn't what American service meant. And to think that he wouldn't be out here right now, like, I mean, that just goes against everything for what Pat Tillman stood for.
Yeah. Leave it to Donald Trump to be able to ruin football. Right? Yeah, it's like right. The one like time a week we can get away from you. Right? I mean, it really is. I mean, it's hard to, particularly the fact that he defended, as very fine people, as you say, these Nazis and Klan members, waving a Confederate flag, which is the flag of traitors. And he himself is a traitor who sold his country out to Russia and also didn't serve in the military. Right.
Right. Yeah. And it's particularly rich that it's coming from Donald Trump, who had 5 deferments, who, was feeling too sickly to go serve his country. Yet now it's this is all about the military. This is all about military honor. And it's like, no, that's not what the American flag represents.
Yeah.
The military is part of America, but a whole bunch of other parts are normal, everyday citizens who deserve the same rights as everyone else.
Yeah. Chris, we're at a place where not only is he, he's not the most divisive president. He's the most divisive person I think we've ever encountered in our public life. I mean, to have to watch him in the space of what a couple of months call Nazis some fine people and a peaceful protester a son of a bitch, not to mention the fact this is supposed to be the party of family values and all that. I mean, how many people I've heard say, I can't let my children watch the president because I don't ever know what he's going to say. And right. I mean, this is everything we teach our kids not to be.
Right. Yeah. It's the president is supposed to be a role model, but he's supposed to be a positive role model, not a negative role model. And I think a really telling fact right now is the fact that the president has spent the past, 5 days or so going on about the NFL, while 3.5 million American citizens in Puerto Rico are without power, are probably going to be without power for up to 3 months. Some of them don't have water, and the White House is we'll get around to that when October rolls around.
Right.
Like, are you kidding me?
Right. We were talking about this earlier, Chris, these stories that literally people have 1 day left on their generator to, keep their insulin cold, they're running out of water. I mean, it is, and I don't know if you saw, sometimes I literally don't know if my producer is punking me when she said he sent a bunch of tweets criticizing Puerto Rico. He is a monster. I don't know what else to say. Like, and first of all, for having debt, he's a guy that went bankrupt 4 times.
Yeah, if you're going to talk about managing your money, he took his inheritance of several millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars, and just flat out wasted it. Like,
yeah.
I think there was a study where he had just put it in, mutual funds.
He literally, when he used the word sad, he meant about Wall Street not getting their money back, he said, which is sad. people don't, right.
Yeah, there's 3.5 million people. This is a humanitarian crisis. Oh, let's worry about the capital aspects of it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Chris, I just don't know where we're at, where, you see this rally in Alabama where they're booing a war hero dying of cancer, right? John McCain, because he's not voting to take away their health care. Like, I just feel like there are a segment of these Trump voters that we're not ever going to reach, I guess.
Yeah, so I'll tell you where we're at. We're on a very dangerous path that Germany was walking in the 1930s. And if we continue going down that path, we're probably going to end up in the same place because fascism it seems like a very easy answer because it tells you that it's not your fault. It's not your fault that there's no jobs available. It's not your fault that all these things are happening to make your life miserable. It's someone else's fault. And if you can just get rid of that someone else, then things will be better again. And if you look at everything that Trump is saying, that is exactly how he is positioning this country. He's pointing out, this is always someone else's fault. If we can just get rid of those immigrants, if we can just get those black people to shut up, if we can just get rid of the liberals and the fake media, and it's textbook fascism.
You know how I know God exists, Chris? First of all, you exist. And secondly, just as you were saying that, on my computer screen, a clip of Hitler speaking came up. I don't know why. But obviously, probably referring to the same thing you're referring to.
Yeah. No, and the thing is, though, is that, we kind of joke about it, but I think it's very important that people call this for what it is. Because fascism doesn't go away on its own. It spreads and it multiplies and... If we don't stop it now, then it's going to be a lot harder to stop later on. And we have historical proof of what happens when fascism gets a lot harder to stop.
Yeah.
And it generally involves a lot of bodies and graveyards at the end of it.
Yeah. Well, Chris, I mean, you're a hero to so many people because, not only are you a straight guy, but, you spoke out for marriage equality when that was not you know, a popular thing to do and was not particularly in the NFL. I mean, I guess the good news is it feels like, you know, we've obviously come a little further in the, how many people are in this case, not standing up, taking a knee, right, in defense of people that you know, and in many cases that, again, it's people that hopefully that are white that are also, you know, you don't have, like you always said, you don't have to be gay to want equality for everybody. You shouldn't have to be black to go, this is wrong, right?
Right, exactly. Like, and that's one of the things that is what being an American citizen is about, is recognizing that, okay, if my fellow citizens, no matter what their skin color, no matter what their gender identity, no matter what their ethnicity, if they are being discriminated against and oppressed, I am going to do something to try and fix that. That is what being an American is about.
Yeah. God bless you. I still want you to punt the bouquet at my wedding. I just can't find anyone to marry me yet. But you just, listen,
<let me know.
laughs> you're still in great shape. Eight individual and team records Chris Kluwe set for the Minnesota Vikings, ladies and gentlemen. And now he is a fantastic humor columnist for the sports website Deadspin. And I just missed you, and I'm so happy to get to talk to you during the middle of all this.
Yeah, no, it's been great. And yeah, hopefully we come out of this the other side not too scathed, but it's going to take a lot of hard work.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris, thank you so much. Thanks for all you do.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having
me. Talk to you soon. All right, there he goes. He's fantastic.
Wonderful.
Also handsome and romantic.